with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday pushed back against growing U.S. pressure for a humanitarian pause in the nearly month-old war to protect civilians and allow more aid into Gaza, insisting there will be no temporary ceasefire until the roughly 240 hostages held by Hamas are released. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says more must be done to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Failure to do so plays into the hands of Hamas and other terror groups. There will be no partners for peace if they're consumed by humanitarian catastrophe and alienated by any perceived indifference to their plight.
Israel, meanwhile, warned that it was on high alert for attacks on its border with Lebanon as fears grew that the conflict could widen. Eric Trump testifies in the civil fraud trial against the Trump Organization.
We've got absolutely nothing wrong.
Eric Trump, after he testified for a second day in the Trump Organization civil fraud case.
We run some of the most significant buildings, some of the best golf courses, so many other great properties. And the witch hunt that this woman is under, the witch hunt that this person is under, to get my father for political purposes, is disgusting.
That person being New York Attorney General Letitia James, who's alleged that Donald Trump, his company, and top executives conspired to exaggerate his wealth by billions of dollars on his financial statements to deceive banks and insurers. The former president is expected to take the witness stand Monday. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether a ban on gun attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like machine guns violates federal law. The justices said Friday they'll hear arguments next year over a gun bump stocks regulation. This is SRN News. Homeschooling is surging in the U.S.
What used to be the province of a small group of mostly Christian families decades ago is now the fastest growing form of education in the country. According to numbers from the Washington Post, homeschooling is up 51% this year compared to an increase of 7% in private schooling and a 4% decline in kids attending public school. A lot of moms and dads are giving up on ever changing their local schools and taking over the job themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Idaho woman and her son have been charged with kidnapping after prosecutors say they took the son's minor girlfriend out of state to get an abortion. Police began investigating the duo earlier this summer after a 15-year-old girl's mother told authorities that her daughter had been sexually assaulted and later taken to Oregon to have an abortion. The procedure is banned in Republican-controlled Idaho at all stages of pregnancy. It's legal in left-leaning Oregon. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street steamrolled even higher to add more gains to its best week in nearly a year. The stock surged this week on rising hopes the Federal Reserve is finally done with its market-crunching hikes to interest rates, which are meant to get inflation under control. A report today underscored that pressure is easing on inflation after it showed employers hired fewer workers last month than expected. Treasury yields tumbled, releasing more of the pressure that had built up. The Dow was up 222 points today to 34,061. The NASDAQ gained 184 to 13,478. The S&P 500 added 40 points to 43.58. New York oil fell $1.95 to $80.51 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.